Midterm elections are often tough for the party in power, and Republicans are hoping next year will be another 1994. That was the first midterm of President Bill Clinton's presidency, when the GOP won big in both national and state elections. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says he's sure Barrett has considered what he's facing.
I'm sure he's understands that he's going to be sort of swimming uphill a little bit, going against the traditions of history. But my guess is that he thought it through and believed that it was winnable and winnable enough that it was worth doing.
Madison-based Democratic pollster Paul Maslin did work for Barrett during his first mayoral campaign. Maslin says that for all the talk of 2010 being a tough year for Democrats, Barrett is poised to do well.
I still think the bottom line is that Wisconsin produces close elections, but they're generally won by Democrats.
Maslin points to Jim Doyle's two wins as governor, Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold's combined 7 wins for U.S. Senate, and Democratic wins in Wisconsin's last 6 presidential races. But Wisconsin Republican Party Director Mark Jefferson says there's a notable exception to that list.
Obviously, the most popular governor in history was a Republican, and Tommy Thompson served not that long ago. So I think that people are certainly open to a change and really demanding a change right now.
Jefferson says either Scott Walker or Mark Newman would match up well against Barrett in the general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.